Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The Liberals will face a lot of soul-searching after an historic loss in the Aston by-election. It's the first time a government's beaten an opposition in a by-election in more than a century. As for whether Peter Dutton should remain as Liberal leader, he had this to say.
Of course I should, and I can tell you it makes me more determined to rebuild this party and to be in a winning position by 2025. I've been in a marginal seat for the last 22 years.
Speaking on the ABC there. We've been cleared of a tsunami threat after an earthquake rocked parts of South Australia today. The magnitude 3 quake hit Mount Barker earlier this arvo at 23 k's deep. No word yet if it's caused any damage. A man from Southeast Asia has been charged by federal police after trying to import more than $14 million worth of heroin. The 21-year-old from Laos attempted to hide the illicit drugs in a model truck, but it was intercepted by Border Force in New South Wales. He's been refused bail and will face a Sydney court next month. Donald Trump has released a video message after being indicted, saying it's an attack. The former US president is the first in history to face criminal charges over an alleged hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Donald Trump says the indictment is a vicious attack.
We are now officially a third world country. No president in the history of our country has been subjected to such vicious and disgusting attacks. But they only attack me because I fight for you. It's very simple.
In sport, the Australian Grand Prix has officially begun in Melbourne. Formula One world champion Max Verstappen has jetted off from pole position for Red Bull. Aussie Oscar Piastri started at 16th on the grid for McLaren. The rugby league world is in shock following news legendary front rower Sam Bacco has suffered a major heart attack. The 62-year-old is in a critical condition at a Queensland hospital. Doctors are closely monitoring him. And the Sharks are gearing up to take on the Warriors in Sydney. Later today, the Bulldogs will clash with the Cowboys.